From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the programme. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
We thank you sincerely for listening and for tuning in again today, and we thank the Reverend Curran for his words of welcome, and we re-echo those words of welcome. We're glad to have you with us, and it is our prayer that the Lord will minister to you and meet you today at the point of need. We're reading from the book of Psalms today. It's Psalm number 8. And we'll read all of the Psalm together. It's just 9 verses. And the book of Psalms, a wonderful book. And there's something in the Psalms for every situation, I believe, in life. Whatever we're facing, whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, the book of Psalms always helps us and encourages us in our walk with God. Psalm 8, verse number 1. It's a psalm of David, and David says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honour. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. God will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts at this time, for his own sake, and for his own glory. Over the last 2 Lord's days, we've been considering some vital questions regarding the things of God and regarding God himself. A couple of weeks ago we thought about the question, is there a God? And we noticed that there are many reasons for believing in God. For example, the plan of creation, the presence of conscience, the person of Christ, and the power of the cross. All of these different areas tell us that there's a God. And then we thought last Lord's Day about God. What is God like? And we thought about some of God's characteristics, some of his attributes, that he's everywhere present. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's eternal, unchanging, infinite. He's holy. He's just. He's good. And he's true. And I want to ask another very important question, and this is a very personal question to every single one of us. And maybe it's a question that you yourself have asked many, many times. And this question is very simple. Is God interested in me? Is God interested in me? You may be listening today and you do believe that there is a God. And you maybe even believe what the Bible says about God's characteristics. You believe that he's all-knowing and all-wise and all-powerful, and he's holy and true and just and good and kind. But maybe today you're asking yourself the question, will this God that created all things by the word of his power, this God that holds the very earth within his hands, this God who is from everlasting to everlasting, could a God so high and so holy, a God so mighty and majestic, could a God like that really be interested in me? Well, here in the book of Psalms, chapter 8, and verse number 4, the psalmist says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. Think about those words. What is man? Listen, that thou art mindful of him. David here is thinking about the creative work of God, God's power and glory displayed in creation. And in the light of that, he reminds himself of how vast our God is. And then he thinks about how small he is. He seems just to be astounded, and he asks this question, what is man that thou art mindful of him? In other words, what is man that such an almighty God should care about him? God is interested in people. And I believe that God is interested in you. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, whatever your situation in life is, whatever age you are, whatever religious creed you would espouse, God is interested in you. Regardless of your past and how you've lived, I believe that God is interested in you. God has given you life. God has given you faculties, ability to understand. God has given you many, many, many opportunities to hear the Word of God, to think about the things of God. God has given you room and space to turn to Him and to call upon Him. God is interested in you. Now, the Word of God clearly shows that the Lord is interested in people. So interested was God in people that the Word of God says that God sent His Son to be the Saviour of the world. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God Himself took upon Himself the form of a servant. The Son of God left the splendour of heaven, became a man, was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. Why? Because God is interested in people. We think of the Samaritan woman in John's Gospel, chapter 4. A woman that very few people had any interest in. She went to the well every day, in the middle of the day, in the heat of the day, because she knew that at that particular time of every day, the well would be empty. There wouldn't be anybody there, because she just felt that nobody had any time for her because of her lifestyle, because of her past, and because of her sin. But the Savior said to His disciples, I must needs go through Samaria, because He was interested in that woman. And the Lord walked through the burning heat of the desert that day just to speak to that woman about spiritual things. Then there's the Philippian jailer. So interested was the Lord in the Philippian jailer that He allowed Paul and Silas to be put into a prison cell. He ordained an earthquake to come. He brought that man in and opened his eyes and his heart, and that man cried, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And perhaps for the very first time in his life, the Philippian jailer learned and understood, God is interested in me. We think of the man from the Gadarenes, Mark chapter 5, a man that was possessed with devils, a man that had his dwelling amongst the tombs, a man that had been put out of the town that he grew up in. Nobody could bind him, not with chains. He cried, he cut himself with stones. He was just tormented. He was as close to hell as it was possible to be without actually being in it. And yet the Lord crossed the Sea of Galilee in the midst of a storm that He might go to that individual. And whenever that man saw the Lord, the Bible says he fell at His feet. And he discovered, God is interested in me. Then we think of Lydia in Acts chapter 16. The Bible says she was a seller of purple. It's evident that she was a kind woman, an industrious woman. And yet whenever Paul and Silas came to the town that she lived in and began to preach, all of a sudden she discovered, God is interested in me. Because the Bible goes on to say that the Lord opened her heart and the Lord changed her life. We think of Peter whenever he let the Lord down and denied the Lord with oaths and with cursings. He had begun to follow the Lord afar off. Then he finds himself warming himself at a fire with a worldly crowd that hate the Lord. And whenever he's challenged about whether he knows the Saviour or not, with oaths and with cursings, he denies the Lord. And yet the Bible says that the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And that was the thing that melted Peter's heart to tears, whenever the cock crew and the Lord looked at him, because he discovered, my God is still interested in me. We think of the Ethiopian eunuch. We think of Ruth in Scripture. And many listening to this broadcast today can point back to a time in their life whenever they first discovered and learned, God is interested in me. Whenever I was a boy of 13 years of age, quite a number of years ago now, I remember going to a youth fellowship weekend with the church that I was brought up in. And at that youth weekend I discovered, God is interested in me. And the Lord spoke to my heart. And I remember singing that old chorus, I was once in darkness, but now my eyes can see. I was lost, but Jesus sought and found me. Oh, what love he offers, oh, what peace he gives. I will sing forevermore he lives. And I learned God is interested in me. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In that verse of scripture, God has declared his interest in fallen man, his interest in sinners individually. We think of how the Son of God was stripped, scourged, crowned with thorns, beaten, mocked, punched, the very hairs plucked out of his face, his back like a ploughed field, his visage marred more than that of any man, nailed to a cross, lifted up between heaven and earth, offering up that life and sacrifice for sin, shedding his precious blood, dying for the sins of his people, taking our sins in his own body upon the tree. And that indicates God is interested in me. And God is interested in you. As you listen to this broadcast, learn that. Understand that God is interested in individuals. Just one illustration before we close today. In John chapter 1, the Gospel of John chapter 1 and verse number 48, Nathanael came to the Lord. Nathanael said unto the Lord, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael that day learned, God is interested in me. The Lord looked at him. The Lord saw him coming, but long before Nathanael ever came, the Lord had his eye upon Nathanael. God is interested in you. Come to him. Give him your heart. Give him your life.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knockland Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knockland Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloy Fen Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266, 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.